This next poem is called The Mourner. Descending, the narrow view aft of the wing reveals nothing but a few lights and clouds, or at least those passages of obscurity you hope are only clouds, rather than lapses in memory or in creation itself. They blot the shining water, bridge, and suburb, like black patches of paint smeared crossly over an earlier version of the world. Blind, you give yourself to the express trains. As you spin awake in the sweaty guest bed, you claw at the mattress, kneading the pillow into a small, apologetic mass to grab from behind and throttle with your knees. The jaws of the bereft beast, City, are advancing just beyond the summer screens. Enraged, you snap back, reflecting for a second its myriad lit windows in your bared teeth. Someone at the other end of town is dying, and the streets are hot with cracks. Huge ziggurats downtown need just that final intake of breath to heave and split and blaze. As brief as coughs, the flames are spattered up and annihilated in the smudgy sky. You're losing. Shutting your eyes, you recognize the echoing earth's moans and creaks down low in the abysses of the avenues, like tired machinery rusting to a stop, only a shrinking mile from where you lie.